Let's talk about preventing summer violence. Research shows a correlation between warmer weather and street violence. In Boston, for example, at least 10 people were shot around the city in separate incidences from Sunday to Monday. So today, we're actually going to head to Lowell to look at a program there lauded by the Lowell Sun in 2019 for how well they help stop youth street violence. It's UTEC, formerly United Teen Equality Center. They run social enterprises like mattress recycling and carpentry. They do GED programs. They go into prisons and start working with inmates before they come out to give those inmates a different path. But maybe their biggest asset, their street workers, former gang members, inmates, or former kids on the streets who now help other young people leave street violence behind. Recently, we sat down with two leaders from UTEC, Greg Croteau, who's the CEO, and Sacco Long, who is the head of UTEC's Street Workers Program. And I started by asking Sacco to use his own words to tell us what a street worker is.
A street worker for us is an outreach worker, and many of them have lived experience, like a lot of the young people that we serve. Their main goal is to go out into the community and develop and build relationships with the young people that are gang involved, criminally involved, or, you know, just part of certain neighborhoods. Just an overview of what they do is develop relationships, earn the trust of the community, and understand what those resources are that are needed in those communities and folks. And then from there, they're understanding the street stuff, the gang stuff that's happening, the violence that's happening. And really, our goal is to prevent retaliations from happening. Another part of the street workers is they go behind the walls into the jails and work with young people that are behind the walls and to develop relationships with them, but also work with them to create goals so when they do come back home, they have specific goals that are lined up for them to support them in their transition.
Do you have lived experience?
I do.
Do you mind telling us your story?
Absolutely. I grew up in Lowell, got involved with gangs at a very young age, was one of the shot callers of a gang for quite some time.
What does it mean to be a shot caller?
Essentially, you're the lead person that's making all the decisions for the gang. The people respect you, they trust you in making some of those decisions. And so essentially, it's a leader. I got into trouble, ended up doing some time in jail, and kind of reflect on what happened in my life to make me end up in jail. And so part of that was, you know, not having really positive role models in my life throughout my growing up. I decided to make that change and commitment to myself to be that positive role model for young people. I haven't done this for 20 years. I can share and tell young people that can leave that gang life and be successful also.
How old were you when you went to jail?
I was 18 years old, but I was in and out of juvenile detention since I was 13.
And when you say young people, what age group are we talking about here?
We specifically work with 17 to 25, specifically for our programming. But our street worker program works with everybody from 10 to 50. As long as they have some influence on the streets or if they're involved with the streets, our street worker program continues to work with them. But our intensive program really serves 17 to 25-year-olds.
Greg, I'm turning to you now, and I'm going to play a little sound from another person in your organization. Jose Rivera is a street worker manager in Lawrence. We had a chance to talk to him ahead of time.
Yeah.
And he was talking to us about joining a gang at 10, spent ages 13 to 23 in jail. And here's what he had to say about what drove him into that life.
Once I was introduced, it was like, okay, so this is how I can protect myself. Mind you, I didn't have a male figure present in my upbringing, you know, someone that took me under their wing at that time to show me a different way, not just what I was seeing in my neighborhood and even from older relatives. You know, once again, we were just stuck there.
One of the things that I know UTEC prides itself on is understanding the problem differently because you understand the kid differently.
Right.
So talk about that. Jose is not saying I wanted to go out and hurt people. He's saying there was no one to show me a different way. I didn't feel safe.
Right.
This was a way to feel safe. And I think that runs counter to assumptions.
Yeah, and the first thing I say is Jose is that role model now for so many young adults, and so many folks look up to him, and I want to shout him out. Yeah, there's a variety of different stereotypes, but I think, you know, we have a set of core values at UTEC, and for the street workers, we live by this principle of chipping away. It just takes time to show up.
What does it mean to chip away?
It means that sometimes the answer is going to be no, I may not be interested. And sometimes the answer may be I have some challenges going on, I can't show up. But as a street worker, we know if we're going to embrace you as part of our family, like any family, we're just not going to give up. Continuing to on the street, build those relationships.
When you say, I'm not interested, no, not right now. Not right now, no to what? What is the invitation?
Something different. And I'll quote Sacco, right, who's always talked about the idea of how did it feel to have one less enemy on the street? One less enemy. And it's really just having that one, you know, it's the simple research data point, right? The one caring adult that won't give up on them. And I think at UTEC, we believe in chipping away. We believe in assuming goodness. And we know that the young adults who might be on the street, who might be involved in negative impact, they're the ones who can turn that into a positive impact instantaneously.
Sacco, people can't see you, but you were nodding so vigorously when Greg was talking about that, turning the tables, that a kid who might be perceived as having negative impact can, in fact, turn the tables and have positive impact. Is that you?
That was me when I first started my street worker career. My influence amongst the streets, people looked at that and was able to say, this person was a hardcore gangbanger. He's changed his life around, and he's pulling people to make positive decisions. And a lot of our young adults are like that. And when they see that we're there side by side with them to support them, that's their opportunity to kind of think what it's like to change.
I want to play a little more from Jose, the Lawrence street worker manager, talking about what it was that helped him succeed and move away from his previous life when he got out of incarceration, when he got out of jail at age 23.
But I did have a good support system. I did have a great circle around me. Because of that support system, I was given another opportunity at life. You know, I was given what I was missing, and it was people to take me under their wings to show me the way. And because of them, I had a change of heart. I found myself.
Greg, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that window when somebody's leaving jail or prison, those first few days, the choices they make, what they're surrounded by, make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
So talk about that, because I think that's what we were just hearing from Jose.
Yeah. And I think we like to think about it as a continuum. So how do we ensure that, you know, Jose is going to be there, you know, day in and day out, which is very difficult work to be for the young adults who are incarcerated. But when they're released, Jose is going to be there on release day. Jose will be the person to help make the connection with probation and then make the connection to UTEC, where they can continue to pursue their education, their employment goals as well.
So tell me a particular story. Some kid or young adult recently who had the relationship behind the wall comes out. One of the UTEC workers is the person who meets him outside the walls. Why that matters, who would have met him instead, and what happens next. Sacco, looks like you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Our street workers are in a variety of different institutions up in the Merrimack Valley. We are in Burke House of Correction, Middleton House of Correction, Lawrence Farm, and we're also in the DOC. We've been doing a lot of circles, peacemaking circles, in Essex County, and there are young adults that have been fighting against each other for quite some time and whatnot. And there was a young adult I know specifically, I won't mention no names, but has been working with our street worker program. And they, you know, he's been in and out of our program, you know, went back to the streets, just like a lot of our young people. And this time was inside and was joining our circles in there and said, you guys were there helping me while I was out in the streets. I was in and out of there and I'm ready to make a change. And so that person, as soon as that person got out, called the street worker. Our street worker was right on that, got the process going while that person was incarcerated, you know, in terms of paperwork, other things that they needed to kind of get done. So by the time that person was released, we picked that person up, brought him to get a meal, a haircut, clothes, and we were ready to kind of get the ball rolling to get that person enrolled in our program. Once they come through there, they go through a transformational beginning stage where our staff there is working with them to tackle any other barriers, and then they'll come into, you know, our workforce program and start, you know, either in woodworking, culinary arts, or organizing, and just really be engaged and continue to be positive and always thinking positive in terms of making that transition to change their lives.
So, Greg, if I understand it, basically a kid or a young adult comes in, they've accepted the UTEC invitation to do something different, be somewhere different, trust somebody different. What's the basic path? What's the basic path from point A to maybe working at UTEC or being solidly somewhere else?
we often say, like, motivation is not an entrance criteria, right? So this idea of chipping away, like, we know the young adults who we want to work with. And, you know, credit to our street workers. They'll keep knocking on doors and Facebook and whatever need to do to get into
U-Tech.
You might
be pulling somebody.
You might be pulling, yes.
Okay.
And then you come on in. But it's all optional. You leave, young person leaves incarceration. What's next? At UTech, we provide a job for every young person. So we, you know, as you know, we have our social enterprises. As Sako mentioned, you know, on day one, they have the role of the social enterprises is that safe place to fail. And we can guarantee someone a job on day one right out of jail. That's a path for them.
A paying job.
A paying job, yeah, in our social enterprises. So they're making cutting boards that are sold at Whole Foods, or they're engaging in community organizing work, because that's a pathway for them as well. And so they're paid through that. They're paid, it's a job plus, right? It's a job plus the education, getting their high school equivalency.
Which you help them do.
Which we do. We have an amazing team of teachers that are doing that. We have our transitional coaches, which other folks might call case managers. So the street worker is kind of a kind of handoff to the transitional coaches. So they'll be the ones that'll continue to stick with that young person to address any barriers that come up. We provide free on-site childcare for young adults that are parents themselves, free counseling. Lots of social justice and organizing, you know, components. So it really is kind of a holistic experience. And it really just starts with those relationships.
So I'm going to play Jose one more time here, talking about what the kids you're trying to work with are looking for.
When they're part of a gang, they're looking for that protection. They're looking for that extra love. They're looking for that bonding that they don't have either at home or, you know, for whatever reasons. You know, the majority of people that do join gangs is because they're looking for that love, they're looking for protection, and just to be a part of something.
The first time I walked into your building, I saw it's a piece of glass, and it's got a long statement, and it says right at the top, "We believe in mad love." Mm. Sako, you want to talk about something that people who think about summer youth violence probably and haven't been engaged in the work or don't know how to frame the problem aren't expecting is that crazy mad love is the organizing principle. Talk about love.
You heard Jose. A lot of the young people are looking for belonging. They come from broken homes. They come from neighborhoods that have, you know, they've been through a lot. What they're looking for is belonging, and that's kind of what we do. We give them that love. A lot of us that have that lived experience have been through that. We can share and talk about that stuff because we know what they're seeking. The mad love is it comes from our, you know, our young people. They give us mad love, and in return, we always show them that love and saying that, you know, we believe in you. We love you. We love everybody. And you know, the one thing about street workers is that we're neutral, right? One thing that I forgot to mention is that we have rival gangs in our center together, working together around some of that stuff. And it's because
we— Is that unusual?
No, it's not unusual at UTech. It's
no,
unusual
but I mean,
in the community, yes. I mean, when they see each other, you know, the first thing they do is they go at each other. But our street workers work so hard with young people to mediate those conflicts, so when they can be in the center together, they can show each other mad love too. And it's the best feeling when you see rivals giving daps to each other and working with each other because they understand that they're making a change together for the better and to you know, give back to the community also.
So Greg, turning to you, I've had you paint one picture, which mm-hmm. is the picture of the work that UTech does from
sure.
the invitation through. So now paint the picture of what a kid faces around violence in the summer, or mm-hmm. even, fine, a 28-year-old, a 30-year-old, mm-hmm. faces in violence in the summer, and what love looks like and feels like instead.
Mm. I mean, the summer, as you know, things heat up in a variety of different ways. It can take one conflict, one look, that could spark off a series of events that will take us well beyond the summertime.
And what does that mean? Most people don't know what you mean.
It could be as simple as one fight. They could then, if talking about gangs, that could then ripple into much larger. And the idea of retaliation. Someone does something to me, I got to retaliate. It could be a variety of different things that spark up. And in the summertime when folks are out and things get hot in a variety of different ways, that is, you know, always a possibility. Credit again to our street workers. They have to really ramp up their effort. We're in the neighborhoods more, you know, in the evenings, right? Barbecues we're doing. Just a presence. And again, credit committed to our partners. We have to have, we're only as good and only as strong as the partners we have, whether it be partners in police and probation and sheriff. They're all, we all come from different angles, but being able to kind of look at it from the same way. So I think there is a big recognition that we need to increase that and just showing up for young people in a number of different ways during the summer. I'd also say, I mean, I think it's also important to credit the state at this point is recognizing that, right? Over, I mean, we started 20 years ago. The idea of street workers was not very well known. And now you see the federal government investing in what's called community violence intervention, whether it's called violence interrupters, credible messages, or street workers. It's the same recognition of individuals have lived experience, who have the connections, who may be closest to the problems, who can really, really drive change. And I want to credit the state level. They're investing in gun violence prevention like we've never seen. Massachusetts really is a model in that sense for investing in community-based programs. And we have partners. Executive Office of Public Safety just started this year, a credible messenger program. And the thinking is, in the summertime and throughout the year, we know we see certain professions as essential workers in the fight against gun violence. Street workers are essential workers as well.
Sacco, what do you love most about the work?
I love the opportunity to see the young people be able to change their lives and be like, you know, positive role models, you know, in their communities also, to see that they've raised families and are doing really well and bringing community together is kind of what I love about this job. You know, the young people in our whole entire community, it, you know, gets better when everybody's involved with it.
Is there anything else I didn't ask that you want to say or you want me to know?
I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to all the street workers in the New England area. This is a very difficult job. It requires a lot of time from your family, the weekends, the crisis response. You know, it takes a lot from them, but it's those folks that are committed to community, you know, that is really making the difference in supporting the young people, but also de-escalating the situation so we can all have a safer place to live in. And so I just wanted to make sure a shout out goes out to all the street worker programs across the nation.
Greg, how about you?
So I want to talk about like the mad love concept. And so in terms of mad love, you know, it's interesting. I also want to give mad love to all of our young adults. And so it's very interesting. You know, we had a young man, Eddie Mercado, and Eddie, I always, you know, folks saw him as a participant, you know, from the outside as a program. I saw him as a partner, right? He worked closely with me in doing organizing work, worked closely with all of our staff. And unfortunately, Eddie passed away. One of the things we always want to keep Eddie's kind of name, you know, center. And one of the things I always remember was Eddie would walk into UTEC and he would just give us a greeting, mad love, right? It's like, hey, how you doing? Mad love. And he brought that, right? He brought the idea of when you walk into UTEC, it's almost like you want to feel like you've won the lottery, right? And I just want to bring that up as well, because this idea of mad love, it's centered upon young adults. It's centered upon no matter what happens outside, when you walk into UTEC and hopefully other places, what matters most is that sense of belonging. And so I want to lift him up as well.
That was Greg Croteau, who's the CEO of the Youth Empowerment Agency, UTEC, along with Sacco Long, who's the head of UTEC's streetworker program.